When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Running a business is hard enough. Don't make it harder with a dozen apps that don't talk to each other. One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. That's software overload. Odoo is the all-in-one platform that replaces them all. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR. Fully integrated, easy to use, and built to grow with your business. Thousands have already made the switch. Why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in. It is a Tuesday right here on Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh with you live on Sports Grid. Plenty to get to tonight. The conference finals begin in the NBA out east. Boston and Indiana. We'll get to that in a moment. Again, it is as well Dinger Tuesday. The Major League Baseball Board will be starting shortly in Cleveland with the Guardians hosting the New York Mets. A bunch of first pitches coming in this 6 p.m. hour, so we will go through those games. Tom Vecchio will be stopping by. We'll get some Dinger Tuesday picks from Tom Vecchio as well. No NHL action tonight, but we do once again have some WNBA. We'll start there for a quick pick for the people. Let's go LA Sparks rookie Cameron Brink over 9.5 points. This is the easiest defensive assignment so far for Cameron Brink. And that is just as important as what she will be able to do scoring-wise in this game, because Brink has struggled quite a bit with foul trouble through two games. Against Atlanta, you have one of the greats of this league in Tina Charles. And we saw Cameron Brink put five fouls on the table. She still scored 11 in that game. The follow-up game was against the best player in the world. That's Aja Wilson. Aja, both sides of the ball. So not only was she able to put Brink in some foul trouble, she held Cam to 1 of 7 shooting from the floor. So you have a big bounce back spot from the efficiency angle and potentially a career high in minutes for Cameron Brink. I like her over 9.5 points. You want a WNBA sizzle? Cameron Brink for 15. Aja Wilson for 30-plus tonight, paying better than 20-1. Don't be scared to get in the mix here. The WNBA card is three games long. Aja Wilson, of course, as I just mentioned, out there. They play Phoenix once again, a 7:30 start in Atlanta, as they will be hosting Dallas tonight at 7:30. So plenty of WNBA action for the people. Let's talk hoop. Let's talk NBA. Let's talk Celtics-Pacers. Now, the series number for every Boston series has been eye-popping. This one, no different. Minus 1,100 for the Celtics to win the Eastern Conference. And that is then tied into the Eastern Conference Finals MVP market, of course, where Tatum has been being bet up a little bit. But you can find Tatum at minus 250 at some shops. It's an interesting note, though. Again, we've made the comparison to the Western Conference Finals price. Anthony Edwards, Luka Doncic, hardly any difference between their team's money line in the Western Conference Final. Huge gap here for Jason Tatum. That's because in the opening series, That award would have gone to Derek White. Round two, probably Tatum, maybe Jaylen Brown, but it was still somewhat debatable. The idea for this award, this race, is Jason Tatum's the best player in this series and on the Celtics, but he doesn't need to be in order for them to win the series. He will be, though. If Boston is going to win this series, and I do think they will, Tatum is going to win his second Eastern Conference Finals MVP, but I didn't want to get there at a minus 250 number. I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to take a chance that we can have something on tonight's game shift the odds. I slightly think the Pacers are live tonight. A lot of momentum rolling downhill after putting up a buck 30 in the Garden. It is tough to come off of a game 7. It's why I'm not taking the points here tonight. I'm backing off of a side. We have player props. But if the Pacers do steal this first game, again, I think Boston will be just fine. I really do believe that. And that's going to get us some value on Tatum. Or maybe we get a huge Jaylen Brown game, who's plus 470. And all of a sudden, Tatum comes down to a minus 120, minus 130 number. That's good with me. So I'm looking for Tatum in this market. I'm looking for Tatum live. I can't get there yet at a minus 250 number. But for Tatum and for myself, as someone who would love to get a better number, that could be difficult to do. Tatum dominated in this series. 30 points consistently, double-digit boards consistently, and chipping in the assist category as well. It's why I'm playing Jason Tatum tonight multiple ways. Now, I know JT and I, betting board, we don't see eye to eye, but the numbers are there, and if he's going to burn me, so be it. We'll start it off with a Jason Tatum triple-double. Now, you'll notice on the card here, and I'm playing Tyrese Halliburton as well, plus 1487, it looks a little weird. For the Halliburton, it reads triple-double. For Tatum, it's 10-plus rebounds and 10-plus assists. That's because I'm going to make sure we get the best of this number. And if you parlay 10-plus rebounds and 10-plus assists, we're getting a better price than the triple-double price. Well, how else is Tatum getting this triple-double? You think he's getting with blocks or steals? It's not happening. So that's exactly what that is. And Tatum had a triple-double against the Miami Heat in round one. And in the closeout game against Cleveland, one assist shy. So for me, I'm seeing Tatum step up across the board, playing by far the worst defense he's seen so far and the fastest team he's seen so far. The points, sweat-free, right? And we're not even betting the points regardless, but okay. The rebounds should get there somewhat easily. 10 rebounds in all but one game against Indiana regular season. 10 rebounds in 8 of 10 postseason games so far. So I do feel, and this isn't exact, but I feel like I'm getting nearly 15-1 on Tatum to give us 10 assists. And I think he will do that once in this series. I'm going to play Halliburton as well. I'm going to play these guys every game until I get a winner. And then I'll see if I want to keep playing it. Why am I playing Halliburton at 40-1? First of all, what a number. Not consistent book to book. Some books offering this at around 24. So I like what I'm seeing here. But I also like that I have Tyrese Halliburton, who had one triple-double in the regular season, who to come against? You guessed it. The Boston Celtics. Tyrese Halliburton with a triple-double in round one against Milwaukee. Now, I would hear an argument that I shouldn't bother betting these in Boston. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen at home. I think that's fair. I do. But I don't want to miss a boat. I want to play my 40s right now while I still have them here on Tyrese Halliburton, who against this Celtics team, great in the assist category, better than usual in the rebounds category. Now, you got to be smart with how you break down what we got out of Tyrese Halliburton this year against the Boston Celtics. Because Halliburton really only played two full games. He missed one. That was the game the Celtics beat Indiana by 50. There was another he was injured almost immediately in the game, and a second game where he was on a strict minutes limit and sat for the final 18 minutes. But Tyrese Halliburton, in the assist category, was his usual excellent self. Tweeted out today at the Kevin Walsh, I found a gem in this series. It's on Halliburton. Over 8.2 assists per game in this series. Let's not forget who Tyrese Halliburton is. The league's leading assister at 10.9 per game. There were only three opponents that held Tyrese under 8.2 assists per game. And the Spurs, Kings, and Pelicans, and two of those he averaged 8 a game against. And those were likely due to, and those were due to minute restrictions. So when we take a look at the two full games that Halliburton played against Boston, we had 20 assists. That's clean. That's 10 a night. But let's take in the full meal. And let's take his 110 minutes against Boston this year. And his 36 assists in those 110 minutes. If I get Tyrese Halliburton for 38...
You know what's on everyone's wish list this year?
Oh, definitely the Bartesian Cocktail Maker.
It's like having a bartender who never judges your drink order.
Exactly. Just pop in a capsule, press a button, boom. Old fashioned, margarita, espresso martini.
Over 60 bar quality cocktails. Zero effort.
And right now, you can save up to $150 on Bartesian Cocktail Makers.
Wait, 150?
Yep, up to $150 off. It's the best deal of the season.
Okay, but seriously, how did we ever host before Bartesian?
Last time your kitchen looked like a crime scene. Sticky counters, fruit wedges everywhere.
Yeah, this year, no measuring tools, no mess, just perfect cocktails.
This year, I'm gifting one to my brother.
And myself. For research purposes.
Make the holidays easier and happier with Bartesian. Mix over 60 premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. But hurry, this Black Friday and Cyber Monday offer ends December 2nd. Get yours now at bartesian.com/drinks. That's bartesian.com/drinks.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Running a business is hard enough. So why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
Minutes, that's 12.4 assists. You might say, come on, that's crazy. Is 34 minutes crazy? Because that would be 11.1 assists. Let's go low end. Halliburton. Per 30 minutes against Boston this year, averaged 9.8 assists per game. Tyrese Halliburton bounce backs in the assist category. It's my best bet here in Celtics Pacers. We'll put picks on the board as well as some series long leaders next. It's Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live on Sports Grid, Game Time Decisions. Kevin Walsh with you here on a Tuesday night. Again, plenty to get to. We're going to line up some Dinger Tuesday stuff for the people. We're going to do some series-long situations coming up here with Boston and Indiana. We'll hit a little Western Conference Finals in hour number two. But let's shoot things over. Davis Maddox, same-game parlay style here tonight on the hardwood.
Back to Major League Baseball for our same game parlay over on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Today, we're taking a look at the last game of the night, the Diamondbacks traveling to play against the Dodgers. Gavin Stone pitching for the Dodgers, Brandon Pfaadt for the Diamondbacks. We are going to take the Dodgers run line, really just don't want to go against that mean blue machine right now. And then we are going to tack on Shohei Ohtani, did a home run in this game, a 94-mile-an-hour exit velocity, a 61.3% hard hit rate, 33% line drive rate. I really have never seen numbers like this. What Shohei Ohtani is doing, he's the best hitter in baseball. Not even sure it's that particularly close right now. So Dodgers run line -1.5, and Shohei Ohtani that home run is going to be our same game parlay tonight at +461 odds. Good luck tonight, everybody.
Little diamond action there from Davis Maddock. And again, I've got some picks coming up in Major League Baseball as well. It is Dinger Tuesday. You see the bracket. We've just got four teams remaining. Boston, a big favorite to win the title because of their expectedness to get to that NBA championship. And the fact that they're not playing the Denver Nuggets has continued to boost up their number. Let's look at some series-long leaders here for Boston and Indiana. We begin with points, and Jason Tatum, a -370 number. Jaylen Brown checks in 5-1. Pascal, 12, 27 on Tyrese Halliburton. The Halliburton number's interesting because we saw him give you multiple 30-point games against the Knicks. If he hits the ground running, you'd get a lot of value on that 27-1 price for Tyrese Halliburton. But ultimately, my thoughts in this market kind of echo what I said about Jason Tatum to win Eastern Conference Finals MVP. The dream scenario tonight for this market might be 32 out of Jaylen Brown, 24 out of Jason Tatum, and then roll back to JT. I know he's not had a lights-out postseason so far. He certainly picked it up to close out the Cleveland Cavaliers. And he could pick up right where he left off and give you 35 tonight. And this will feel pretty much over if he does. But if Jason Tatum gives you a slow game one, which we've seen from JT, you could get live value in this market. There's a Pascal Halliburton head-to-head market for who will have more total points in this series. It's a little plus price on Tyrese, tempted by it, but ultimately going to leave that off the floor. We'll move this over, I believe, to get to that rebounds market right now. And this is where you start to see why Jason Tatum is priced the way that he is, because he's also a considerable favorite to lead this series in rebounding. -340, you get the +650 Pascal, 10-1 Al. Miles Turner being Miles Turner size and not even being in the mix. But I do think he grabs boards tonight. Here's a pick for you. Miles Turner and Jason Tatum to combine over 16.5 rebounds. Miles Turner in 13 playoff games has had 5 or more in 12 of the 13. So that's your floor for Miles Turner. And I think he could have a good rebound series overall. I think you're going to start to see that. He had a double-double in the regular season against Boston. And as I mentioned with Jason Tatum, 10-plus rebounds in 8 of 10 games. So I almost feel as if my floor with Tatum and Miles is 15. So I'm willing to get over that number here. This is another one where Jason Tatum has an advantage due to his consistency. And here's the tricky thing. As tempting as it would probably be to bet some Al Horford, Kristaps is out for games 1 and 2. If he gets back for game 3, that's really going to break things down right away. So Tatum, again, a strong favorite, and understandably. Nothing different here in the assist market. It's Halliburton, Halliburton, Halliburton. And there's no world I'm going to look to challenge this. Tyrese Halliburton, to average over 8.2 assists per game, is my favorite bet in this series. Now, I much prefer that to minus 650. This does feel like a winning wager. I mean, it is going to be a winning wager. Realistically, how does this fall apart? Injury, which is fair. Halliburton has the bad back. Carlisle's talked about it. We know it is somewhat true. And then you ask yourself, would you rather Tatum? Would you rather McConnell? The reason you'd rather Tatum of the two, I couldn't promise you TJ starts if Tyrese were to be injured. And tonight, right, Tatum should be able to create separation on McConnell by starting. So this is one of these, hey, I'm going to bet Jason Tatum because I think Tyrese could get injured and I want a long shot bet. I can't get there, though. You're kind of just betting on an injury, and there's probably better ways than to do that realistically than that plus 750 number. The close market in this series is your threes leader. Now, Tyrese Halliburton put together a great series from beyond the arc against the Knicks, so he checks in at a plus 110 favorite. I mentioned fading Derek White in that series against the Cavs and play Jason Tatum at 4-1. So you would think, now at plus 550, I'd come back to JT. I'm good. And maybe that's a good sign for people out there to go actually then bet Tatum. And he really should have one, if not multiple games in this series with five plus threes. It's against this defense, but the paint will be so available to him, he very likely won't need it. I think with this series starting in Boston, and I didn't find enough value here. Due to the closeness of this market, though, the threes is probably your best one to look for live chances. I'd rather start on Derek White due to the fact that this one is going to be played in Boston, see if he can get hot early, and then roll it through from there. That's where your series leader sits. By the way, just because we didn't hit it yet, Drew Holiday, 2+ steals, plus...
Every year, I promise myself I'll find the perfect gift.
Something they'll actually use.
And love. This year, I found it. The Bartesian Cocktail Maker.
Oh, that's the one that makes cocktails at the push of a button, right?
Exactly. Over 60 bar-quality drinks from martinis to margaritas. Perfectly crafted every time. I got one for my sister. And maybe for myself, too.
Smart. It's the season of giving and sipping.
And right now, you can save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers.
That's a real holiday miracle.
Because the best gifts bring people together and make the holidays a little easier.
Give the gift of better cocktails this season with Bartesian. Mix over 60 premium drinks at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. Don't wait. This offer ends December 2nd. Shop now at Bartesian.com/drinks. That's BARTESIAN.com/drinks.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
170 bounce back spot on the defensive end for Drew Holiday tonight. We'll get two plus steals. We'll go Major League Baseball next right here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Happy Dinger Tuesday to the people here. As it has been a fun start to Dinger Tuesday, and I know the people love it. Shout out Donnie Rightside, who is in the full mix today. He's tweeting those out at RightsideVP. I'll read them off to the people, and I do this because I've always said, and I'll keep saying, I believe Donnie is your best home run handicapper in the business. Tom Vecchio right in the mix, though, and he'll be here in just a couple of minutes. So DRS going Willie Calhoun for the Angels, Matt Chapman, Giants, Josh Naylor for the Guardians. I know that game did just begin. Gary Sanchez for the Brew Crew. Gunnar Henderson in Baltimore or in St. Louis for Baltimore. Cody Bellinger going for the Cubbies. And then he chipped in with some Carlos Santana and Yerickson Profar. All right, a little plus 520 sizzle there for the people. I'll get to my Dinger Tuesdays in just a moment. But there are a few straight wagers that I played tonight, including an under in Reds Padres. I want to take a chance here on a 9.5 number with Joe Musgrove making his first start in quite a little bit. It was interesting. Musgrove went to the IL dealing with some potential tendonitis, and he did not make a minor league start. Now, that means the last time we saw Musgrove, he was obviously getting beat around a little bit. That 6.37 ERA sits there, but the straight last time we saw him was against this Reds lineup. Six innings pitched, just two earned runs. Musgrove is still a pedigree pitcher. And I like Andrew Abbott. He's off to a nice start this season, pitching to just about a 3 ERA. And we're getting a 9.5. Cincinnati weather, I know sometimes that ball can fly at the Great American Ballpark. But I'm going to take a chance here on under 9.5 in Reds Padres. I am also using the up to, and I've talked about this. I think it's one of those fun promos that a lot of people seem to be involved with, where it's on DraftKings. If your team gets up two runs, you automatically win the bet. I probably got a little suckered into this and finding it more enjoyable because I did actually see the benefits of a Miami Marlins dog price hit in a game against the Tigers that they lost, but they found a 5-3 lead in. I find myself drawn to road teams in this market. You're obviously getting better options, shorter prices, of course, when you're betting a road team, favorite or not, but also up first, which can be that advantage. I'm not playing a dog, though. I'm playing a decent favorite, in fact, in the Baltimore Orioles, but I do like the Orioles to win this game. I was tempted to play their money line, which was earlier today around minus 155. It's since come up a touch, but Baltimore's got an advantage here against Lance Lynn. Kyle Bradish has been really, really good for the O's, so I'll go a little up to special here on Baltimore. And then that final straight wager, it's going to be one of my Dinger Tuesday guys, but over 1.5 bases, minus 140. It's my MLB play of the day. It's Juan Soto. Over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs. I think it's a great number here. I mean, Soto crushes lefties, crushes righties. He does it all. He has 9 of his home runs, though, against righties, and that's what Brian Wu is going for Seattle. While, look, the Wu numbers are misleading. Not misleading, but he's only had one start, right? So it's not like this guy's the greatest pitcher in the history of the world. Struggles a tick more against lefties dating back to last season. And Soto's one of the best hitters, of course, in the world. Soto's been great at Yankee Stadium. He had a 2-home run game the other day. I like Soto for Dinger Tuesday. I think this Yanks lineup off of an ugly blown loss yesterday will be looking to smash and bash, and that includes Juan Soto. But here's the deal. If we get that, you know, Soto single, Judge's right behind him. Let's put that one over the fence. That's 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. So we're on that at minus 140. We're on his Dinger Tuesday price at plus 310. And then the other two is situations for Dinger Tuesday, weather, wind. with the Baltimore Orioles game against the St. Louis Cardinals. And then, of course, you guessed it, Cubs-Braves. Wrigley, 11.5. Decent pitchers, too, right? Morton's got some pedigree to him, and Assad's off to a great year. I'm on Seiya Suzuki here to hit a home run at plus 400. I almost didn't bet this because in this exact pitching matchup in Atlanta, Seiya Suzuki homered off of Charlie Morton. And then I went to myself, that's dumb. Let's just see if he can do it again. Seiya Suzuki, good numbers against righties, has pop in this lineup for the Cubs. Season-long home run prop on Seiya Suzuki. Left some games on the table due to injury, but he's back in the mix here, and we can get on the right foot with a homer tonight. And then trying to pick a guy in this Baltimore-St. Louis game, I'm going Ryan O'Hearn. One on a lefty against Lance Lynn. And O'Hearn here batting third in this lineup, I'm good with. A lot of people going to look towards Gunnar Henderson, understandably. Maybe this Colton Cowser, who's done well against left-handed pitching, but I'm going to go, or right-handed pitching, excuse me. I'm going to go Ryan O'Hearn here against Lance Lynn at a plus 360 price. We're going to get in the mix with Tom Vecchio next. Some Dinger Tuesday picks, some thoughts on the NHL playoffs and Pacers Celtics all next here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here, Game Time Decisions. Excited to talk to Tom Vecchio here on this Tuesday. It is a Dinger Tuesday. It's kind of funny. We've only talked to Tom on Tuesdays since I've been doing Game Time Decisions, and I'd love to tell you that this was a long game. That way we would have Tom scheduled and booked for Tuesdays. It just happened to work out that way. But Tom, excited to talk to you and talk some home runs here.
Yeah, regardless of what day it is, I'm happy to be here. We have some awesome home run spots tonight. There are not only some bad pitchers on tonight's slate, but like you said in the previous segment, weather is out of control.
Yeah, so let's get right to it here. Wrigley tonight. Total's 11.5. If you took this game and put it in Tampa Bay, what's this total, an 8? I mean,
even in normal conditions in Wrigley, this game would probably be 7.5 or 8. But, you know, Wrigley's a field that is impacted by wind more than any other field. So just like, if we want to be like really simple about it, like 1 mile per wind, let's just say, affects the ball 1%. At Wrigley, it's always going to be like 2%, whether it's in or out. So, like, cold weather, wind blowing in is, like, a big positive for pitchers. And when wind's blowing out, it's, like, that much more of a boost for hitters. So, tonight, starting off, Cody Bellinger, plus 390 for a homer. You know, loving this matchup he has with a 59% fly ball rate versus righties this year. Charlie Morton's, like, he's a good pitcher. He's no one we need to be super worried about. He's lying 1.05 home runs per nine to lefties this year. And on the other side, Ozzie Albies, plus 420. Assad's a fine pitcher, but he also has a 42% fly ball rate. He's only giving up 0.74 home runs per nine. I think he's running a little bit lucky right now. Also, Albies, since he came back, he's crushing the ball right now. He's just getting no results in terms of the box score. This recent series versus the Padres, over the weekend, multiple batted balls over 300 feet and 90 plus 100 plus miles per hour. He's just not getting hits. They're all flyouts. So he's doing a lot right. It's just not in the box score yet.
Yeah, I love the looks. And this is what I'll say with, you know, Dinger Tuesday. I find it a lot of fun. And the reason why someone like myself is always willing to get in the mix, I only bet. See, here's one of the big differences between Tom and I with the home run bets. He does it every single day that ends in a Y. I only do it on Tuesdays because I'm supposed to get my $25 back. When you have a game like this one here today at Wrigley Field, I view it as, and I know it could go left, I'm getting a free bet on anyone to hit a home run in this game. Because right. The odds are we're going to get 5 home runs in this game here tonight, Tom.
Right, that's what it's telling you. And ultimately, like, that's what we see in a lot of games. That happens a lot, like, when I write about hitters, especially with a team like, with Atlanta or Texas or the Dodgers. It's like, if you pick a righty from the Dodgers, it's like, I like Will Smith tonight because his odds are great, but it wasn't Will Smith tonight. It was Mookie and it was Teoscar Hernandez both hit home runs. It's like, directionally, I was right because the pitcher was terrible and a righty hit home run. I just wasn't right on the specific hitter. Tonight, it really doesn't matter for this Wrigley game. You can have anyone, and we're going to be seeing the ball fly.
I almost wanted to take Kalenic? No. Kanellic? Nope.
Jared.
I can't say his. Kelenic. Listen,
Kelenic?
I know. Listen, it doesn't matter. If he was still on the Mets, I'd be able to pronounce it. I'll tell you that. Obviously, the stopover in Seattle, but you know, just bang a 6-1 number, right? Just fly down the board. It's not a bad idea. Let's go NBA here. And you have a look-ahead line for the Mavs game, which is interesting. But start Pacers, Celtics. What are you taking?
That's going to be Pascal Siakam tonight, under 7.5 rebounds. It was minus 125 yesterday when I spoke to Ben and Donnie on the early line. That's moved to about minus 140 now, minus 142, depending on where you can find it. He's averaging 7.5 in the playoffs, and like he's not flying over this number on a nightly basis. We did see some good rebounding from Evan Mobley in the previous series, you know, a couple games got up to 13-1 games. So, like, this is not a number Siakam is going to be rolling past every night. Like, him and Turner and McConnell and Obi Toppin, like, all these players are not going to be rolling past their rebounding props versus the Celtics. Like, that's just not going to happen. One or two of them may, but it's just not Siakam. Mm-hmm. And he needs to try and create more offense. So, I'll leave the rebounding to Turner or someone else. So, you know, I think the Celtics win this game. I'm not sure if they cover. I think the Pacers come with a little bit of momentum. I think the Celtics ultimately win the series at 4-2, which is sitting at plus 420.
Yeah, that is someone else mentioned that price to me. It's a decent ticket there. There's a and I haven't gotten into this yet on the show tonight. There's a bet out there for the number of road wins in the postseason. Simply put, it's will there over 6.5 for the remainder of the playoffs, right? Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Celtics series have averaged, not even average, each Celtics series has had 3 road wins thus far. Boston is supposed to play, obviously, in both of the, you know, rounds. So would you get a road win in Minnesota-Dallas? Now, you maybe don't think that there's going to be as many road wins here in Pacers-Celtics, but if it goes 6... getting at least one with Boston wins 4-2. And then what are you looking ahead to with Mavericks Timberwolves here, Tom?
That's going to be P.J. Washington under 12.5 points, sitting at minus 120. You know, looking at some of the games in the Thunder series, he, you know, scoring well over 20 points, I see that. He's also taking 18, 19, 23 field goal attempts in those games, which are very clear outliers compared to what he did in the other games. And even looking back at the series versus the Clippers, this is a player that takes 7, 8, 9, maybe 10 field goal attempts. Can he get hot from downtown? He can knock down some shots? Sure. But again, not every player on the Mavs, Washington, Luka, Kyrie, you know, all these players, they're not going to be flying over their point totals versus Minnesota, who's awesome on defense, right? So if Washington happens to go over, then someone else is being left behind. Then we have to, like, try and identify that player and either live bet their player prop unders. So it's just the volume of field goal attempts at 19 is not going to stay there for him. I will certainly side with the under.
To your point of, in this, let's use the series against Oklahoma City, who was being left behind, Luka and Kyrie is the answer.
Right? In a lot of games. Luka's not shooting well from downtown.
No. He looked better as that series went on.
Fair.
And I think this is a Stars series for Dallas. I think it's going to flip. I think you're right to look towards PJ, Derek Jones, Lively, unders, but Luka and Kyrie, who averaged about 60 a game together in the regular season and averaged barely 40 in the series against Oklahoma City, I think you'll see the Stars bounce back in a big way.
I will say real quick, Derek Lively rebounding props, I think those are going to be very interesting as the series goes on. He played, you know, played a solid role coming off the bench. I think they kind of need a size out there. Right, they don't need him for scoring. They don't need PJ Washington for scoring. Like you said, it's going to be a star series. I'm totally on board. It's like Derek Lively rebounding props is probably something you have interest in. I didn't see any posted as of now.
Yeah, I wonder if some of that is, and I don't think they will, but Lively was better than Gafford.
Yes.
And I wonder if they're just saying, what if they flip the lineup? And if they did that, it's going to obviously change the projections.
Yes.
Let's talk a little hockey before we let you get out of here, Tom. Both conference finals are set there, East and West, Oilers, Stars, Rangers, Panthers. Do you have a definitive pick that you feel good about in either of the series?
Well, I have a Stars Stanley Cup future at 11-1 from the beginning of the season. So they're my pick. They are significantly better than the Oilers. I'm going to say in all three aspects. I know that might be a bit of a hot take, but Stuart Skinner in net and changing goalies in net is never a path to success for any team in the playoffs. Jake Andre is awesome. Your defense is awesome. They have an extremely deep forward group. All four lines can score. When it comes to the Rangers and Panthers, you know, it's a little tough for me to talk about that as a Rangers fan. It's going to be a back-and-forth series. I don't see going less than six games. So maybe look for six or seven games. You know, you just want to play who's ever the underdog game by game, just because you're getting value and you think it's a back-and-forth series. I think that's a fine way to approach it as well.
I will say this, and this kind of goes something that you and I were talking about off air. I don't know as much about the Dallas Stars as I feel the other three teams, but what I do know about Edmonton is that they went on a historic run in the midst of this season, that they had a super slow start.
You know what's on everyone's wish list this year?
Oh, definitely the Bartesian Cocktail Maker.
It's like having a bartender who never judges your drink order.
Exactly. Just pop in a capsule, press a button, boom. Old fashioned, margarita, espresso martini.
Over 60 bar quality cocktails. Zero effort.
And right now, you can save up to $150 on Bartesian Cocktail Makers.
Wait, 150?
Yep, up to $150 off. It's the best deal of the season.
Okay, but seriously, how did we ever host before Bartesian?
Last time your kitchen looked like a crime scene. Sticky counters, fruit wedges everywhere.
Yeah, this year, no measuring tools, no mess, just perfect cocktails.
This year, I'm gifting one to my brother.
And myself, for research purposes.
Make the holidays easier and happier with Bartesian. Mix over 60 premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. But hurry, this Black Friday and Cyber Monday offer ends December 2nd. Get yours now at bartesian.com/drinks. That's bartesian.com/drinks.
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part, Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
Life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Drastic change, and it worked. And things like that really matter. And I feel as if this Edmonton team, who some were quietly leaving for dead against Vancouver, and winning that series in the way that they did was very, very impressive. But maybe I'm also addicted to Stars, which is certainly possible. Tom, great stuff. As always, Raheem Palmer up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live on a Tuesday night, I'm Kevin Walsh. We're now joined by Raheem Palmer of The Ringer. And Raheem, it's very important that we have you before the conference finals begin, because I was actually alluding yesterday to one of your main trends that you've consistently told people about, which is the power and the negative impact that playing a Game 7 can have. Before we get into anything else, can you kind of remind people that? Because it's relevant in both of these conference finals.
So you look at teams who come off a game seven game series, They're just 33-55, hitting 37% straight up in game one of the following series since 1988. So, you know, it has a huge disadvantage on teams who come off this seven-game series. And one of the reasons why I did this research was because I look at the 73-9 Golden State Warriors. And I always tell people, if they didn't have to go through that gauntlet of OKC and come back from down 3-1 before taking on a Cleveland Cavaliers, I think that series goes completely different. So that's always been my theory, and it's been proven to be correct.
Wow, I didn't know the origin was a disastrous Kevin Durant collapse. And I know your Durant takes, and let me just say I love them because you are one of few people who speaks about Durant based on what we see instead of what people want it to be. Instead, Durant is ranked in front of LeBron every single year when we do those top 100 lists, despite literally never being better than LeBron. And then it was my favorite series I've ever watched, which was, of course, the Cavs coming back from 3-1, which is that makes me love the trend even more, if possible. Let's start with the game tonight. Boston, Indiana. The Pacers come off, though. I mean, you want game seven and outliers. I mean, 130 points in a game seven against the Tom Thibodeau defense is one of the wildest things I can remember. What are you looking for here in this first game?
I'm looking for a Celtics blowout. And you look at this Celtics team, they are just such a balanced team. You're talking about a team who is dominant offensively throughout the playoffs. They're second in offensive rating. But this is also a team that can rebound the ball. They're first in rebound rate. And you look at this Indiana Pacers team, out of all the teams in the postseason, they're 16th in defensive rebound rate. So the Celtics are going to be able to dominate on the offensive glass in the same way that the Knicks did, but they actually have a top-tier offense. And then in addition to that, they have all of the wings to be able to throw at a guy like Tyrese Halliburton or Nembhard, or they just have so many pieces defensively. You look at Jason Tatum, you look at Jaylen Brown, you look at Jrue Holiday, Derek White. There's nowhere to hide anybody. So I think the Celtics are going to blow this team out and stay on script like they've done the last two series. And then I think you have to look towards game two with the Celtics probably letting their foot off the gas.
I think it's fascinating because if we get a third straight Boston series of blow out game one and lose game two, I think my head is going to explode. I just refuse things to be that predictable, right? And that's, I think, part of the reason I almost am like, maybe Indiana steals this game. But the game seven trend is embedded in my mind. And I mean, not just the game seven trend, but Boston hasn't played basketball in forever. So the only way the Pacers win this game is if they do what they did in that first quarter against the Knicks. They have to score 35 plus, grab an early 10-point lead, and hold on for dear life. That means Halliburton has to show up early, which he was picking and choosing when he wanted to do that against the Knicks. How do you feel about Tyrese heading into these conference finals, who's had an uneven, you could say, playoffs overall, but a successful one?
Yeah, he's been a little bit of a complex player for me this year. Just because, you know, the first half of the year, he was about as good as any guard in this league. You could have voted him, you know, all NBA, and then he gets hurt, and it felt like he was never really the same. And you look at throughout this postseason, you'll see games to where he'll drop 6 points in game one of the Eastern Conference semifinals, then come back and drop 34 and 35, and then two games later, he has 13. So you just don't really know which Halliburton is going to show up. And I guess you just kind of have to, like, coming off the game seven, I'm just going to assume that you're not going to get the high-level Halliburton.
Yeah, which is incredibly fair. But I think what gets frustrating with a guy like Tyrese is when you know it's in there, right? Mm-hmm. It's, hey, let's not finish this game with six field goal attempts, right? That's always the thing with stars. Mm-hmm. And again, like the Ben, and you know it well, I know the Ben Simmons stuff, but so often people were just begging him to shoot the basketball. And Halliburton, the results of when he just lets it fire are so positive for this team. I mean, Raheem, I was looking through just, you know, some simple stuff, but He finished that series against the Knicks with a 137 offensive rating. That is unimaginable to me. He arguably, and I don't say this as a Brunson slight, I know he was injured, but Haliburton arguably outplayed Brunson over the course of the seven games. So when we kind of figure out how Haliburton can hold up against a team as Boston, as balanced as they are, a lot of that is going to fall on his own aggressiveness.
It's his own aggressiveness, but I truly believe that the Celtics have the pieces to throw at him. Like, when you look at four games in which he's played against the Celtics this year, he's only averaging 15.8 points per game, 9 assists, 5.3 rebounds. So this is not necessarily the best matchup for him. And if you look at, you know, his shooting percentages in those games, like, he shot, what, 31% in one of those games, 29% in the other game. So this could be like a shock to the system, having to face this Boston defense.
I think, I'll tell you this, Jrue Holiday better play some good defense, because everybody likes to pick on Haliburton for that final Team USA roster spot, and it is Jrue Holiday who doesn't belong on that roster and is only there because he's willing to only play defense, at least in my opinion. We're going to keep Raheem around because I do want to talk some Western Conference Finals, because, again, the Game 7 trends apply, and that series against Denver was a war. I know there were a lot of blowouts, but my gosh, was that Game 7 something to watch? And people obviously have fallen in love with this Wolves group, but silently waiting is Luka Doncic, one of the very best players in the world, and I want to see what Raheem thinks early on about that Western Conference series.
Every year, I promise myself I'll find the perfect gift.
Something they'll actually use.
And love. This year, I found it. The Bartesian Cocktail Maker.
Oh, that's the one that makes cocktails at the push of a button, right?
Exactly. Over 60 bar-quality drinks, from martinis to margaritas. Perfectly crafted every time. I got one for my sister. And maybe for myself, too.
Smart. It's the season of giving and sipping.
And right now, you can save up to $150 on Bartesian Cocktail Makers.
That's a real holiday miracle.
Because the best gifts bring people together and make the holidays a little easier.
Give the gift of better cocktails this season with Bartesian. Mix over 60 premium drinks at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian Cocktail Makers. Don't wait. This offer ends December 2nd. Shop now at bartesian.com/drinks. That's bartesian.com/drinks.
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process, so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabe. Anabe is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change, and certain restrictions may apply.
That'll begin tomorrow. That's next, right here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back right here on Sports Grid, joined by Raheem Palmer. And Raheem, looking ahead a little bit to tomorrow's series that'll begin in the Western Conference with the Timberwolves and the Mavericks. Really curious where you land on this series, because I know you were interested in Oklahoma City against Dallas, and I'm wondering if slash how impressed you were by the Mavericks winning the series overall.
So that was an interesting series for me, just because obviously I took Oklahoma City to start the series, but as the series went on, game by game, I was betting the Mavericks. And I think the one thing about this Mavericks team that we've seen, that we haven't seen from previous incarnations of the Luka Doncic era, is that this team can play defense and they can rebound and they can muck up the game. So now I think they're facing a little disadvantage with all the bigs that Minnesota has. But when you have Luka Doncic, when you have Kyrie Irving, I think they're still the better team offensively to me. Like, if you look at Minnesota, they weren't a great offensive team. I think they went with defense first. And you look at the first series against the Phoenix Suns, like, to me, that wasn't a big test. And I think the one thing that if we look back on the Denver Nuggets series, they didn't have enough. Like, it was really, like, look at game seven. Jokic scored 34, Murray scored 35. What did they get from everybody else? The one thing we're seeing from Dallas is that they actually have pieces off the bench who can contribute. So Dallas is actually the deeper team than Denver. So I think this is going to be a long series. I personally played the over 5.5 games because I just – there's no way I see this being a short series. I think with Luka Doncic out there, the one thing that he's proven is that he's very difficult to beat four times. You look at the teams who have beat Luka Doncic four times, you're talking about the Clippers who were title favorites. They did it twice, and that – those went to 6 and 7 games. You're talking about the Golden State Warriors who ended up winning the title. Now, a lot of people are going to put Minnesota on that level, but I still think they have to prove themselves. And I think Luka and Kyrie, they can challenge for the series. And I really want to take the Mavericks, but I just don't think the pricing is there for where I want it. But I am taking the Mavericks in game one.
Okay, yeah, and I'm sure, of course, you know, the trend's going to back that up. I think – so I have a Mavericks preseason – West future, right? So that's the only reason I haven't been betting them within these series and just kind of letting things run. There's one aspect of this that I also think is really big, because so Jokic has a slight edge over Luka, but if Luka's healthy, right, Luka can kind of match that production. And yes, these other guys for Dallas have been stepping up. The Mavericks just won a series with Kyrie averaging 15 a night. And that is mind-blowing to me. And I think one of the underrated things about this, or under-discussed, I should say, this Denver postseason, Raheem, is how bad Jamal Murray was. And it wasn't just the Minnesota defense, because Jamal was mostly bad against the Lakers, too. I know he hit the game winners. Trust me, they left me sick to my stomach. But just simply, last year, 47% from the field, 40% from three, 26 a night. This year, 40 from the field, 32 from three, and 21 a game. That Jamal Murray drop-off, Raheem, is a huge reason that we're not breaking down Mavericks Nuggets.
Oh, without a doubt. And if you look at the Nuggets' first quarters, they were absolutely getting destroyed. That starting lineup, which was been one of the best in the league all season long, they got outscored, I mean, throughout the course of the game. In the 12 postseason games they played, they got outscored by 6 points per 100 possessions. So a lot of that is on Jamal Murray, but some of that is on Michael Porter Jr. as well. So if you have a team who doesn't have a lot of bench depth, and now the starting lineup is getting crushed because you have two guys not playing well, you're in trouble. So Dallas is clearly the better team than Denver is right now.
And that's where the Kyrie, I think, is going to be a much bigger challenge than a lot of people are giving it credit for. Again, Anthony Edwards, I get it. Everybody loves him. I'm not saying I don't. But him, his postgame being like, yeah, Kyrie, that's my matchup. I don't want the guy who has to give me 30 a night guarding Kyrie Irving, Raheem, for 40 minutes. That's going to take a lot out of him.
It's not only going to take a lot out of him, but, I mean, this is a guy who you really need him on the floor, because Karl-Anthony Towns, he's so inconsistent. You don't know what you're going to get from Cat. So you can get good Cat, you can get bad Cat. And I mean, fortunately for the Minnesota Timberwolves, they got good Cat for enough games to, you know, sneak them past that series. But that's not going to work if you don't, if he's not consistent in this series. Dallas is going to win.
100%. Raheem, appreciate it as always. I know we will be checking in again as this postseason continues. Best of luck with the game tonight.
Thank you. You have a good one.
All right, awesome stuff there. We're going to talk to Joe Maddon at the top of the hour and break down this baseball card right here on Sports Grid.
Black Friday is bringing the sunshine and the savings with Cheap Caribbean Vacations. Right now, you can score $500 off site-wide vacation packages when you book four nights or more. From Cancun to Aruba to Punta Cana, your next beach vacay is calling your name. It's the perfect time to book. What are you waiting for? Go to CheapCaribbean.com and get $500 off your next vacation today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Owning a home is full of surprises. Some wonderful, some not so much. And when something breaks, it can feel like the whole day unravels. That's why HomeServe exists. For as little as $4.99 a month, you'll always have someone to call. A trusted professional ready to help, bringing peace of mind to 4.5 million homeowners nationwide. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to HomeServe.com. That's HomeServe.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.